Alright, welcome back to our Tefillah series. We're up to the second Halukah. Halukah Ki Tov Zamra L'Elokeinu. So, I'll translate most of it, but there are some particular lines that I'm going to expound on, so we'll just go through so we can move things along, so to speak. Alukaki tos above Alukino, Hashem, for it is good to make music for Hashem. We already explained the first time with Hazamra Lilukai Biyoti, that singing always brings up positive expression. Bnei Yerushalayim Hashem is Chayisur Eichanes. The builder of Yerushalayim is Hashem. The outcast of Yerushalayim of Eretz Yisrael, he will gather in. What exactly does that mean? Bnei Yerushalayim. Because we already have an Eretz Yisrael. Why do we need a belt of Yerushalayim? There already is a Jerusalem. So, first, I'm sure you all know the popular song, Yerushalayim is not for sale, voice of crime, which is on Mordechai ben David. I think he gives a very wonderful message here, that Hashem builds up Yerushalayim, and until we have the third Beit HaMikdash, and until Mashiach comes, we are not satisfied. We are still going to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to cry out our son and Yom Kippur. We're going to cry out, we're going to daven, we're going to ask, Anim, Amin, B'Amun Yerushalayim, V'Yas Mashiach, Anim, Amin. And every time I listen to the Jepani Mamin, I get chills when to the original recording. Because most people know the beginning of the Animam, which is Animamin. And then I believe the Mashiach is coming, even though it's been so long. Well, most people don't know. And this is the story behind that song in particular, where if you listen to the original recording, it's Sephira, there is music on in it, so I wouldn't recommend it right now. But the last verse is, it basically says, it's a son who's a Holocaust survivor. As I look into my sitter at the words Anim Ha'amim, I cannot help but recall that fateful day from 35 years ago. It's just a child then, the memories that they lack him forever. And the song ends with a gunshot. So I'll actually sing the lyrics. I don't usually do this, but it says, my sacred father, blessed memory, was holding me in my arms, and I could well basically say that I can't say it as well as the person who sung it, but sacred father, blessed memory, was holding me in my arms, well aware of the impending disaster. I clearly hear his words about the sound of blasting shells and gunfire. My father and his mother and sister had already been killed by the Nazis, Yimashimam. We know it's just a matter of time before we would be found. He was trembling with fear, but his father, speaking in great time, son, you must not be afraid, you are a Jew, and it is an honor to be a Jew. And he remembers hearing the first steps outside. And while the son was hiding under the bed, watching in horror, and as the soldier raised his gun to fire, his father yelled as the bullet was going to him, said, Ani ma'amim be'emunah shalayim ha'viviyas ha'mashiach. Ani ma'amim. I believe that Mashiach will come, and with those words, he died. I think that really gives out the message of Bonei Yerushalayim Yechanes, that Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim, and when the right comes, and Hashem always continues to build up Yerushalayim, and we should all be Zolchah Devinu Yerushalayim, Ir HaKadosh and Hilav Yaminu. Amen. Selah. Harofelish Relev Uv Mechavesh Atzotam. Shem is the healer of our brokenhearted and the one who builds up their sorrows. Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg says that in reference to the pandemic we are currently going through. Perhaps we are not just discussing the pandemic. Perhaps we're not just discussing someone who lost someone. Someone who lost someone. Somebody who. Somebody who is. What's the right wording? Because I want to get the word right. Somebody who is. Someone who is someone who is suffering from a loss. Perhaps when we lose somebody or somebody is sick, the whole Klal Yisrael suffers. We want to get involved. We want to daven. Hashem is the healer, and Hashem is also with us in our sorrows. We should be one nation united. It says in Parshat Kedoshim, the Vilna Gaon asks, why does it say Ani Hashem? Many people ask this question, and you know, the two times during my gabe, I kind of gave different answers, but I never said the Vilna Gaon's answer yet, so you're hearing it first. The answer to the Vilna Gaon is that because Hashem is the ultimate healer, Hashem is the Melech Malchei Malchem, and if we want Mashiach to come, if we want the nation to be consoled, to be comforted, then we gotta daven for it. We gotta earn it. Because if we don't earn it, then there's no point to it. That's why he says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. I could give this to you in 2 seconds, but I want you as a nation to earn it. The one who created the stars, the Kulan Shemot Yikra. So he counts the number of the stars to all of them that he assigns names. When Hashem made his promise to Abraham Avinu, to our father Abraham, he said that it would be as many as the stars. But yet every star, every yid, he assigns a name. My name is Yitzchak. I'm named after my great-grandfather, Yitzchak Mermelstein, Isidore Mermelstein, Zichus HaTov Lebracha, did not live such a long life. He was a Sheikhate. Hashem assigned that name to me, that name of Yitzchak. I had another great-grandfather, Yitzchak Menachem Greyer, Izzy Greyer. Most of my cousins that are Yitzchak are Yitzchak Menachem. Hashem decided, as a kid, I always wondered, people used to always mistaken me for Yitzchak Menachem, but I used to take pride, no, my name is Yitzchak. I'm just Yitzchak. And that's because Hashem decided that my name would be just Yitzchak, and I would be named after Yitzchak Mermelstein and not Izzy Greyer. And that's a valuable lesson. Hashem cares about each and every one of us, like we're his own child. And he names us. We are each of his stars, each of his kochavim. I'll skip some of the paragraphs. There are some other parts I wanted to get to, and time is not on our side. Shavachim praise Hashem. Blood Hashem for your strength in the bars of your gates. Kichadapurhesharayach, Lapanaipakarbeich, and bless your children in your midst. I think the best way to tell the story is bless the synagogue gates. Rabbi Ksira Sr., who was a Holocaust survivor, Rabbi Hirsch Ksira from Dora Golding's father, for those who went to Dora Golding, he was picked up over the fence of Auschwitz as they were bombing other children in Auschwitz. Was basically picked up by who he believes is Eliyahu HaNavi, and basically said, run. Just run and do not look back. And he was able to hear the gunshots behind him, and he just kept running and running and running and running. And I don't know if he's still alive or not, that I can't tell you, but I know that he was a Rebbe in Chafetz Chaim in Forest Hills for many years, and he was already an older man at that point. I think that really proves that Hashem loves us. And Hashem plans out everything for each individual, like we are all his son or daughters, depending on if you are a girl or woman. And the last part, which is the end of Hashem relates his word to Yaakov, we're b'nei Yisrael, which was Yaakov's, but Yaakov's name would change to. Status is a judgment to Eretz Yisrael, to b'nei Yisrael, does not do so for any other nation. Such judgments, they know them not. Please be God. What does that mean? Says that the reason for this is because it's quite simply because we have many sorrows, and everything is for the best. I was listening to Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson a few days ago, Shlita, and he was saying that right now we're all indoors, but our bitachon and emunah and Hashem have never been greater. It's a contradiction. I can tell you for myself, I have not learned as much Torah as I have until now. Yes, I've still been working remotely. I'm an intern in a public school. But I still, once I got my assignments done, I'm learning. You know, we learned in one of our Pirkei Avot Shiurim, Derech Eretz Kabbalat Torah, one has to have an occupation and to learn, so there's no room for Aveira. And right now, when we're stuck in our homes, we have the perfect opportunity to balance that out. Rizochad HaMashiach, who said, can you greet us? Amen, Salah. We're going to end with Tehillim as we always do. Jeremiah, I can't go to Adonai. And let's go to Adonai. Amen. Wonderful day, stay safe.